in advance for only $8 from any Sertoma member or by calling me at 341-2808. I hope to see you for breakfast on Saturday, October 19th.
KVOE Live and local, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, 62 degrees. It is 828.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Homecoming is here at Emporia State University, and one of the big traditions, one of the most visible traditions for the community, is coming tomorrow, the Phi Delta Theta Pole Sit. Chris Piney joins us to talk about that in a lot more detail.
Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing well so far. So are you ready to climb some stairs here tomorrow?
I am. It'll be the first time I actually get on the pole because I've been too scared in the past couple of years. So
they made you do it, huh?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, so when does the pole sit officially start, Chris?
We'll start at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. And you'll go through into Saturday morning then?
Yes, we'll be done at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So 28 hours.
Okay. So. What do you have to do as a fraternity here, basically leading up to the pole sit? I guess maybe for, you know, weeks, or maybe there's even some months of planning included. And really between now and 6 a.m. tomorrow, what do you got to do to make this happen?
So this year we're actually doing a lot more things at the pole. We're going to have a hot dog stand to try and get some more money. We're going to do something called Pie-ify, where people can pay money to throw pies at their face for some extra donations. We also have a First Fridays event where people can take photos of pole sit, and the top three winners get recognized on our social media. And then we're also going to have an open mic night, so I need to make sure we have everything for that. But this year there's a lot more planning going into it.
I would say so. You got a lot going on there. You mentioned the Art Walk Pole Sit Photo Challenge. So what does that entail?
So basically, guests can scan a QR code and they'll get the chance to take 5 pictures of the event. And that can be anything from the guys working the corners or somebody sitting on the pole, somebody cooking on the grill, etc.
Okay.
And the three best photos will get recognized on our social media. And it's just something fun for us to do, especially since it's on a First Friday this year, really early this year. But, yeah.
I tell you what, Chris, looking back, this has got obviously a rich tradition getting to 39 years here this year, but the tie, seems like, if memory serves me correctly, has always been SOS. What is it for you that's stood out here about not only just the event as a standalone item, but that connection with SOS?
I mean, for me, just the ability to be connected with such a great organization has just been amazing. I won't get into too much into it, but domestic violence is a really important cause to me, and being able to support an organization that does so many great things like SOS has just been awesome the past 4 years. So,
yeah, Chris Piney, and it is the Phi Delta Theta Pole Sit. This is homecoming activities, part of Emporia State University, all to benefit SOS and the fine work that they do. They start at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we note that you have the mayor that's going to be doing some pole sitting too, huh?
Yes, at 2 p.m. tomorrow, the mayor will be joining us and getting on the pole. So that'll be really cool.
Yeah, Aaron Harder. This should be interesting. And how long is he expected to stay up there?
I don't know.
Don't let him down. How about that? Let's take the 4-hour deal.
We'll take the ladder down.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Well, I'm glad that the mayor is participating. That's at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Let's talk about the pole itself, Chris. Many people know exactly. You've been doing this for so many years, and people have driven by, you know, 12th and Commercial and the campus of Emporia State and saw you guys doing this. And kind of describe to people what exactly this pole is that you're sitting on.
So basically, it's a 13-foot flagpole, and we have an office seat on top of it so we don't, you know, hurt ourselves. but we have somebody sitting on the pole at all times for 28 hours to kind of pay homage to an old tradition from Greek life from the 1910s and 1920s. But yeah, we're just out there for 28 hours trying to raise some money for SOS. So,
and that pole, you—that is a rain or shine, calm or windy type of deal. I mean, once that pole is up and the event goes, you're in it for the duration.
Yeah, absolutely. We do not stop. I think 2 years ago it started freezing rain, and we still stayed out there. That sucked, but I was glad to be out there. But yeah, we keep it up no matter what. So.
So is the pole braced? How does that work?
They're out in front of campus. There's a little stand they had built for us that goes into the ground.
Okay.
So like 2 or 3 feet into the ground, and we plop the pole in there, and it stays pretty good. So.
Yeah, we would hope so.
Anything
happening there? Yeah, and then basically it's just a ladder to get on that pole then, huh? On the seat.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But we hide the ladder so people are confused on how we got up there.
Sure, yeah. Great idea.
What is the thing that Chris, that you and the Phi Delts are looking forward to the most? Because, you know, we mentioned here about, you know, just the event itself. We mentioned the connection to SOS, getting a chance to be part of the homecoming tradition and the homecoming list of activities. What is it about this for you and the club that you look most forward to?
I'd say a couple things. Probably the biggest one is being able to grow closer to all of the members. Philanthropy and community service is something we take really seriously, and this is one of the events that really brings us all together as an organization. And it's just a great cause to support, of course, and it's just a lot of fun. We get to hang out, talk all day, etc. So stuff like that is awesome. And we're also looking forward to hopefully reaching $10,000 this year. Yesterday at 2 p.m., we were at $5,009,
wow,
which is halfway to our goal this year. But, yeah, we're trying to reach $10,000 this year, which would be amazing. So,
all right. If people would like to donate to this wonderful effort, Chris, how can they get involved?
So we start at 6 a.m. tomorrow. You can swing by the pole and drop off a cash donation. There should also be a link on SOS's site to Pulse It to donate online with credit card. But yeah, donations are open tomorrow at the poll from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday, and online donations are open until next Friday.
So will you have bucket boys at the corner there?
Yes, that'll be my speed.
Okay. Yes, we will.
The bucket brigade will be on hand, all right, taking donations at the intersection of 12th and Commercial. Chris, good job by you and the Phi Delts there. Good luck with the event here this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you too.
Nicely done. Yeah, they've got a lot going on.
Boy, don't they.
This year. Yeah, hot dogs from 11 until 1 for a free will donation. Pie, if I didn't ask him, I'm assuming on the pie thing, it's like a whipped cream. It wouldn't be just getting rid of apple pies and things like that.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
It would have to be. So that if you want to be part of Pie-a-Fi, that's 8 to 11. Then there's the break for the hot dogs, and then it resumes 1 to 4 tomorrow.
And if you happen to be in that area around 2 p.m., that's when Aaron Harder will be on the poll.
Yeah, our own Aaron Harder, mayor of this fine city of Emporia, will be taking his turn up there. And not sure he'll bring his laptop because he's got a lot of other things that he'll be doing. But, yeah, it's great to highlight this, and it's great to be involved with this. And, again, really highlighting the fact that Emporia State's homecoming really revs up. You know, we mentioned here a number of times here about the 50th anniversary homecoming musical, She Loves Me, which starts tonight and rolls tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. And don't forget, too, that before, you know, kind of wrap up things and look at what's coming up here on our live and local calendar to wrap things up, we have those tickets that are still available.
Yeah, we have four groups of four tickets.
Yay.
And you can text until 9 o'clock. Text ESU to 620-342-5863.
please do.
Good luck.
Good luck on that. And don't forget, too, right after headlines, we have Aaron Reese joining us to talk about the work of Hand in Hand Hospice as part of our Newsmaker 3. There's also a pretty significant need for volunteers. We'll highlight that here in just a few minutes on KVOE.
Live and local, it is 8:38.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New evidence in the federal election case against Donald Trump. The federal judge.